Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
So my name is Franklin. I'm a member here at Impact. And right now we're going to go into our go time. Our go time is where we're talking about what Impact is doing, not only locally, but globally. And, and we do this because, everybody has busy lives, working and everything. And we'd like to kind of share what we have that maybe you may want to get involved, that you may not know that we're doing. Today is Orphans and Widows Sunday. It's a day that we recognize orphan and widows, and we're going to pray for them. And I'm going to ask Nate to come up here. Because just want to share some information on that. Today there are 5 million children living in orphanage with 100 million more struggling to survive on the streets. Up to 80% of these children have at least one living parent, and almost all of them have a family member who would care for them if they had some support. Today we want to talk about one of our partners that we partner up with called Care Portal. Nate, what is Care Portal?
So Care Portal is a nationwide online platform that seeks to serve at-risk children in the communities that everyday people live in. So for our specific area, right now, the Care Portal system is going to partner with local departments of social services. So they're going to partner with the people that know of the biggest needs in our area. So for example, right now, Care Portal is currently partnered with Fred City DSS and Stafford DSS, and is in the works with getting with Spotsy DSS. And so what happens is that those social services agencies, they identify needs in the communities because that's their job, to be able to get involved with these families, with these kids that are at risk, that need things, that need various things in order to just survive. So DSS can't meet every single one of these needs. As I'm sure any of you have had experience with that system, DSS is very limited in what they can do. Here comes Care Portal. Care Portal is simply just a platform to where these social workers can input these vetted needs, people that actually need the help. The help is not going to be detrimental to the families. It's not going to hurt them. And they can punch in these needs, and it goes on this platform. And then they sit there as requests, and then partner churches from all the different areas where these needs are located can then look at this portal to be able to see these various requests that are needed. And here's the fun part. Then the churches. Right now in our area, we have about 15 different churches between Spotsy, Fred City, and Stafford within a 12-mile radius of where we're at right now that are already registered as partner churches. So that when these churches go and see these needs, the church can then directly meet that need. The social worker gives out the contact information and address. Say, for example, one of the needs that we've already fulfilled as a church is a family needed some extra diapers to get through the month. And so that need got put on the Care Portal website. And then one of our community groups stepped up and said, we can provide some diapers. And then somebody from our church was able to get that address, meet the person and the family in person, deliver the physical need, but then also have an opportunity to meet a spiritual need by getting to know the person, by praying for the person, and inviting them to church. So it's kind of an overview of Care Portal.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Now, you know, how often is that, you said that we can actually fill a spiritual need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is that...
So usually there's about 2 to 3 requests that come in a month. And so what the beautiful thing is that we say we're a church of community groups, not a church that does community groups, right? This is a way we get to live that out. And so your community group leaders, your missions leaders, your community group leaders will get these care portal requests, and then they will then let our community groups know these specific requests so that it's actually our community groups that can say, hey, Stafford 1 can meet this, or hey, Fred City 1 can meet this one. And then they reply back, and then the person who's most suited to meet that specific need, whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's discipleship, the needs vary from time to time. They can then go personally to our neighbors and invite them to church, pray over them, and meet a spiritual need while also meeting a physical need.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So it's awesome ways that just God uses us to fill the gaps to help fulfill His mission. Can I?
Absolutely. Pray for this. Pray for the system.
Yes,
sure.
Lord.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.